Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Channel 9 Live at Microsoft Ignite. We have done it. We have hit day five. We have hit Friday. It is the last morning show of the week.
And we have
an audience.
But it's not for us. It's for the thing that comes after us.
It is.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing like starting the show with our stage manager pulling Jeffrey Snover off the stage going, sorry, you can't be here.
Sir, you must leave the stage now.
I'm sorry, you can't be here. We're wearing our colors today.
We're wearing our colors. I'm Gryffindor, as are you, and you're Hufflepuff.
Like there's a shock that he's Hufflepuff. Told you all along.
I was unsure if I was Ravenclaw or Gryffindor, but Caitlin McKinnon, our editor with the mostest,
resident authority.
Yes, resident Harry Potter authority. She was like, no, you are definitely Gryffindor, and I said, okay. No, but Cameron Thomaser, he said I was Slytherin.
There's no way you are Slytherin.
I agree.
There is absolutely no way.
I agree. Thank you. But I wasn't really offended. I was like, I'm not cool enough. I'm not like, I wish,
you're just not that. You're just not that evil.
No, I wish I could be, but I'm not. I'm not.
I always explain my choice for Hufflepuff by saying there's two types of people in this world. There's either sharks or shark bait. I am shark bait.
Shark bait.
Absolutely shark bait.
So last night, for those who are sitting at home, we decided to, we bailed out early. I'm sorry for those of you watching on the live stream.
Yes.
There was no wrap-up program.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, the crew just bolted. We were sitting up on stage alone. Nobody here.
Nobody here.
Nobody to press the button. And so we just ended up leaving and going to the party.
I think we at least left a little note of...
We did.
You know, we're off to the party.
Gone
fishing. See you tomorrow kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gone universaling. Yes. And it's clearly the last day because I'm still putting my makeup on like as we're...
It's clearly the last day because I could barely talk. And that's not from being out too late last night. We were in early.
That's from talking with people. We get stopped. Chatting with people, taking pictures with folks, having a good time at the party all last night, but then also throughout the day, walking the hall and walking the expo hall. The expo hall is closed at this point in time. It's kind of sad to see the lights coming down. This is when I get a little bit teary-eyed at the end of the conference.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
Just get sad. People
are
going home.
We'll just go find another turkey leg.
Yeah.
did you see the big sign? So there's a big wall behind us. Where there's a whole bunch of sessions shown. And this morning when we walked in, there's a big sign that says, scientists have proven that if you're hungover, bacon cures hangovers. I don't know where that scientific study is. I cannot reference it.
No,
but
we did see it. Although, Joey, we agreed yesterday that we had over-indexed on bacon content.
We have over-indexed on bacon content.
But it keeps coming up. It keeps being relevant.
Yep. It does. First, there are bacon in cars, and I don't know. Hey.
We should probably get some actual work done.
I was going to say, so this is the people who care about our banter.
I understand that there will be shenanigans later on today.
Yes.
Yep, there's a thing that we're going to be doing at around 12:15-ish, I think it is. You call it Battle Decks.
Yeah. Battle Decks, sometimes it's known as PowerPoint karaoke, and the basic idea is that you see a slide, you don't know what it is ahead of time, and you have to speak to the slide, and then the next person goes.
And it auto-advances in 20 seconds.
So it's basically an improv game, but with PowerPoint.
So I have found out where all the slides from the entire conference are stored, and I'm going to be masterfully creating a 250-slide deck that no one knows what the content is, and put them on random mode, and then see what happens. We're going to get some different personalities throughout the week
that
are our guests and other hosts to be able to pull this off.
Is there going to be a disclaimer at the bottom? Please do not listen to these.
Exactly.
This is not real.
This is not the official stuff.
This is not Jeffrey Snover's deck.
Right. So we'll see how that one there goes.
Mark Rusinovich did not say this.
Yes. We're saying this, not Mark. What else do we have going on today?
Well, right after this, we're going to be cutting a break over to some content. It's called Master Tooling for Containers.
Ooh.
That's what's on the curated stream.
Okay.
Coming back from that, we actually had a late minute edition. It was currently like a placeholder that said Channel 9 Live content. We actually have a session with Pumala interviewing one of the PMs from the File Sync team.
Oh.
That's the hybrid service that allows you to take a service on one of your file servers and then transport 3/4 or 1/3 or 2/3 of the file server content up into Azure and leaves little markers. You can just go off and
pull
them down and use them.
So you still have some of it local if you need to for maybe governance or other reasons, but you can have the rest of it on Azure.
Yep, so you still have access to it. It's in the cloud out of the way. And then as people need it, it might come back down again or it might not cross that threshold and stay up there.
Okay. So that's actually different than what I was thinking. So it kind of sounds like, and they'll talk about it more, but it almost sounds like kind of like a, you know, Apple's like iCloud, you know, like, or OneDrive, you know, what OneDrive does, yeah. Where it deletes, puts your files in the cloud until you need them. It's kind of like that, but like on-prem.
You got it.
Very cool.
Very, very cool stuff's coming up there.
I hear you've got a really good conversation coming up with our friend Sophia.
Sonia?
Sonia.
It's okay. I called Jason Steve live. So
oh, nice.
So Steven, so it's okay. Yes. So Sonia Kropp, who is one of our cloud operations advocates, she gave a great packed talk on burnout a couple of days ago, and it was recorded. It will be available for people to watch on demand. But I just wanted to kind of have a more, you know, kind of abbreviated conversation about that topic because so many people have talked about it to her, and we definitely talk to people about it all the time. Yep. And so I'm really excited to have that conversation. And it feels like at the end of the week, especially when people have been working hard, it feels like it's a good time to talk about burnout and what you can do to think about yourself and avoid that sort of thing.
So here's a fun fact about Sonia, now that I've called her a different name. I made her go through Dallas to get here. I said, hey, go through Dallas is shorter.
It was
it
your
took
fault.
Her 52 hours to get here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was your fault that she had, like, the flight.
Travel
the
completely.
Nightmare.
And I just called her by the wrong name. She will never speak to me or give me Tim Tams again.
No, nice. She's nice. She will. If it were me, but see, that's the Slytherin in me. Slytherin in me.
Can you be a hybrid house? Can you be, like, a little bit of both?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Have you read the books? Just saying.
And the next curated session we're going to be talking about is actually one from good old-fashioned friend Ned Pyle.
Yes,
he was just here again a moment ago, while ago.
Can I pick up that name you just tried to
I know,
hang
I'm
up.
Just doing it. Ned's going to be talking about retiring your old file servers with storage migration services in Windows.
Well, so that's great with Pumla's conversation.
Yep.
Like see, it's like you planned this,
right? It's almost like I knew what I was doing programmatically when you and I were in the room trying to hash out which ones we should curate. I'm like, let's try this one. Let's try that. And then right after that one there, we're going to be doing the battle decks. And then we're going to be doing a wrap-up as well.
Yes.
Because we have to say goodbye at some point.
We do.
Go back to our regular day jobs and pack up the set. I'm glad I do not have to take the set back with me as carry-on. So
yeah, no, same, because I somehow think that they would not allow me. I think they would make me check this, and I would be concerned about checking the set.
Yeah. I had to bring half the tricorder encoding device down when I came down.
Yeah, no, he had this huge case that literally I have been able to fit inside. There's a photo of me curled up in it.
I knew we were trying to reduce our costs and our expenses. I don't know. We're trying to start shipping hosts
ridiculous.
Around.
That's basically what we do. Yeah, we almost shipped me. That's almost how I got here.
15 seconds each. What has been your favorite moment of Microsoft Ignite, whether it be live, whether it be at the show itself? Start with you, Christina.
I think actually it was our conversation with Mark Rusinovich.
Oh, here. Yes.
I think that was really, really good.
That's an awesome one.
That was really terrific, and you can watch that on YouTube or on Channel 9 if you want to see that. I think that was it for me so far.
For me, it was the Expo Hall.
Yeah.
I love walking around the Expo Hall, and whenever I went there with some other folks to be able to go off and do a little bit of a walkabout, I wouldn't walk by the Microsoft booths. Because
nope.
I know the people in the Microsoft booths. So
you
I was actually walking around one or two streets out to be able to walk through all the different partners to see what was going on with all the partners. That was my favorite. I'm not a swag person. I'm banned from bringing swag home.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
I kind of want to change my swag. Getting my elephant and my monkey, that was highlights.
Highlights as well.
Well, I mean, obviously, talking to Ann Johnson.
Yeah.
Leaving it there. It's time to get you folks off to your sessions for this morning. We are going to be back with more Channel 9 Live, including Battle Decks, later on today. Stay tuned right here from Orlando, Florida. It's Microsoft Ignite. Have a great day, everybody.
I want to throw something.